This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Fridays, we consult Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, so we have these share prices up, bond yields way up because I think of what folks like you, my friend, see in this jobs report today. What, American payrolls up by 175,000 people? That looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, normally that wouldn't be so good, right? Our usual demarcation good-bad line is 200,000. But the weather, the week of the February payroll survey, was just abysmal. We had snow in 49 of 50 states. There were power outages, pile-ups on the highways, and so on. And yet, it seems, people were able to get to work. So the assumption is that, gee, without that bad weather, it would have been just a terrific month.
Now, wages were also up for the month, that report shows.
That's right. And not only were they up in February, there were some upward revisions, too. And as a result, average hourly earnings up 2.2%. Now, that doesn't sound like a huge number, but inflation is running at just 1%. And what that means is we actually have real wage growth. It's been a rarity in this expansion. So that's a good sign, too.
But then you have to reconcile this, right, Chris, with consumer activity, which has been coming in kind of sluggish at the same time that the hiring was going on.
What happened is that people's heating bills went through the roof. And on top of that, their medical care expenses, out of pocket anyway, also were much higher. So service spending was strong, and that's why they cut back on retail sales. So you're not necessarily going to see a retail rebound in the spring.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.